This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Alan Rosenbaum. How are you, Alan?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Alan is the founder and CEO of Guard Hill Financial. Now, in the mortgage business, and that's all you do one thing, it's a very crowded field. There's over 2,300 official member companies. What do you do to differentiate yourself?
Wow, well, we've been doing it for about 24 and a half years now. I would say we focus on the customer. People talk about giving great customer service all the time, but we actually do what we say we do. We get to know who our customers are. We advise them rather than selling them, and we give them a great variety of service, pricing, and advice that will help them through the mortgage process.
So that sounds good, but it could be platitudes. I want to hear specifics. Is there anything unique that you do with your customers?
Well, for one thing, with the customers, after closing, we like to send them a book that I've read before. There have been biographies about John Wooden. There have been books, Elon Musk. There are books, all sorts of books that that have meant a lot to me over the years. That have taught me right from wrong and how leaders act, and so I'll send them a book with a couple of nice words of wisdom for myself in there, and hopefully that goes a long way in proving to them how much we care about them.
How do you determine what book to give them?
Well, it's based on their personality. We get to know the client throughout the process. We know what makes them tick, what they enjoy, and I don't know. I try to match what fits their personality.
Well, okay, so that sounds good. But how about you deal with a lot of brokers? You probably get referral base. I'm guessing people like my wife, who's works at Sotheby's, or someone who works for financial planning. What do you do? Any unique practices there?
Well, one of the things that we found have found to be very popular have been to throw mini cocktail parties.
Mini cocktail parties?
Mini cocktail parties.
I like the sound of that.
You know, we like to get intimate with people. We like to have cocktail parties anywhere from 5 to 10 people at a restaurant or a cocktail lounge near their office. So we really get to know them as people. Sometimes when you have these larger cocktail parties, you say hello to people and you move from one person to the next person, you can really develop a nice rapport and have a nice conversation and develop a long-lasting relationship when you meet with people over 60 minutes.
So these are basically 16 minutes. 60 minutes, it's like 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right,
or something.
Right. We figure if we can do it for a short period of time with a small amount of people, who could ever turn us down? So it's always really fun, and for 60 minutes, it's a nice way to get to know each other.
So when you do this, you say it's a mini cocktail party. How many people will you actually have? How many people from your company? How many people from other companies? Because this is frankly a great idea that we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in, and you're all looking for new ways to connect with people. Here's one, a mini cocktail party. You heard from Alan Rosenbaum.
Right. Well, I think you can have as many people as you like. We found it to be effective. As the CEO of the company, I like to join one of my employees, and maybe a couple, depending on the size and what we're trying to accomplish. And then we'll try to invite 5 to 10. whether it be real estate brokers, financial advisors, accountants. Sometimes we do a mix of all of them so that we can do a mixer, so that we can introduce the real estate broker to an attorney, to a financial advisor, to a business manager, to an accountant. It's a mini networking event where we can introduce, get to know people better ourselves, but also introduce them to people that might benefit them down the road.
So that's really fascinating. So you're doing it for their value as well, where they will build relationships valuable to them.
Sure, and we like to make recommendations, and we like to make the introductions so that we can give additional value to the relationship.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Alan Rosenbaum, and he is the founder and CEO of Guard Hill Financial, which is one of the leading mortgage companies, especially for CEOs and high-level executives and entrepreneurs. So we've spoken about a unique practice so far, which is for customers, where after the closing you'll send them a book that's really about the personality. We've spoken about how you reach out in other culture, and you have this idea of the mini cocktail parties. How about the third leg, which is your culture? So you've built the culture, and you've people here, and in full disclosure, we're doing this interview in New York City, and this is, boy, we are looking out of a spectacular view of everything with an unbelievable office with this, believe it or not, a Jimi Hendrix poster up here, but it's a very unique arts one and a Peter Max one. What is, and the culture here, people seemed, I would say, super efficient.
Yeah.
When you asked a question, they were highly effective, they got things done, and everyone also seems like there's a bit of fun here as well. You know, there's a playfulness, people are enjoying it. So how about the culture? What do you do to build that culture?
Well, I think the culture starts at the top. Leadership starts at the top. And we do like to have a fun atmosphere here. We're very efficient. We're fun. We get to know the people in the company. We don't look at people as employees. We look at people as our friends, people we like to spend time with. You know, you spend more time with your employees than you actually do with your own family members. So we work hard. We enjoy each other's company. And we like to teach them at the same time. So it's a nice culture where everybody wins from being part of a great team.
What do you do like to teach people? Anything specific, unique practices, or
right?
Or
well,
the standard.
Well, there's all
right.
sorts of things. We will work with people one-on-one depending on what their skill set is or where they need to improve in certain areas. One thing that we like to do is we like to do quotes of the day.
So, quotes of the day?
Yes. What we like to do, I love reading books about leaders in all types of industries, biographies on people who presidents and historical figures, leaders of industry, etc. And I've learned so much from these people, great words of wisdom, what their work ethic has been like, etc. So what we try to do in the morning is we try to send quotes of the day out that will sometimes will come from Buddha or from Confucius or from even John Wooden that will give the employees some words of wisdom that they can live by. What we'd like to do is, based on certain quotes that we do, we'll personalize them for each of the employees. So there'll be things that happen throughout the day or that happened yesterday or based on someone's personality. Sometimes if I see them struggling or getting a little depressed about this or that, I'll send them a personalized quote from a successful person who I've admired over the years, and show them that we all fall into ruts sometimes. We all have these issues. I try to show people that to be successful, you need to be happy, and to be happy, you need to be successful.
That's a good line. Say it again. To be successful, you need to be happy, and to be happy, you need to be successful.
Right.
It's a full circle.
I think more importantly, you need to be happy with yourself to be successful. And there's a lot of outside pressures that are put on people today, and you know, if you go back and you look at some of the quotes from Gandhi and the things that Martin Luther King has overcome and Nelson Mandela, I mean, these are world leaders. These are some of the most successful people in the world. We've got quotes from Socrates and Aristotle that go way back. You know, we've all struggled, and it's always nice to have little words of wisdom that people have been overcoming or that if people have enjoyed or lived by over many hundreds or thousands of years that we can apply to our daily life.
And do these come from you? You've read something?
Yeah, they come from a lot of books that I read. There are books out there that have special quotations that I like to pull from sometimes. And sometimes what I do is I'll pull like a famous saying, maybe Benjamin Franklin, you know, who might say the early bird gets the worm. And then I might put my own fresh spin on on a saying that someone a little bit more famous than I had originally stated.
And then you really personalize and you customize them so you take it to the next level so someone could use that for their own self.
Right, and I think the employees really appreciate that I'm taking the time out of my day to single them out and understand what they're going through, and I think they really appreciate that, and that helps them.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back,
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Alan Rosenbaum, and he is the founder and CEO of Guard Hill Financial, which is the leading financial mortgage company in America. And we spoke before about these unique practices that you have to build your customers, to build your culture, to connect with people on the outside. But let's talk about it. It's 1992. You're down in New Orleans, and you know you came up. You learned a lot from your father and everything. But you had this idea for a company that didn't really exist in America. Walk through exactly what your thinking was.
Right. Well, I had a vision back before we started, and right when we started, that we could do something that no one has done before. Back in the day, there were two types of mortgage companies. There was the average mortgage company that was basically marketing to their clientele based on how low their rates were. And then there was the private banking operation that catered to affluent, sophisticated clients that were accustomed to giving a very high level of service. So we thought that we could fuse those two different philosophies together. And people said, Alan, you can never do that. You can't give the highest level of service with the lowest mortgage rates out there. And I said, you know what? I think that we can do it. So that's really the way we started to build this company. And we continue to out-hustle other people. We worked harder. We worked smarter. And since we were a specialist and we just did mortgages, we were able to build deep relationships within the lending community and within the financial advisory community and with our deep client base. And people appreciated having the lowest rates combined with the best advice and the best service. Think about when you fly, if someone wants to fly round trip to Los Angeles and they want to fly first class, you expect to pay more than someone who's going to fly coach, through Dallas to get to Los Angeles. At Guard Hill, we thought, well, you know what? We can get you to L.A. quicker than anybody else first class, and we can do it cheaper than doing it the old-fashioned way. So we were able to accomplish this through a lot of hard work, through a lot of practice, through a lot of beta testing, so to speak, and we were able to accomplish that, and we're still accomplishing that today. It's a more difficult climate today, yet our philosophy pretty much stays the same: high level of service, great rates, and trying to be an advisor rather than being a salesperson.
Well, that's terrific that you were able to create this different model. I was just interviewing John Scully, and he had said to me the key with great business. And he actually grew Apple from, you know, $800 million to $8 billion. He gets a lot of credit and helps shape Steve Jobs to the person he was. He said the key is having this incredible service but still having the top price. So
wow.
You've somehow pulled the two together.
I'm not sure if Scully pulled that from me or if I pulled that from
there
Scully.
There you go. He may have pulled it from you. So how do you maintain that? Now it's a more complex environment. You've grown the business a lot. How do you maintain this, the first-class service, and still the best price?
Again, it's still all about hustle. It's still about learning your craft better than anyone else. I think the fact that we specialize in mortgages, we understand the industry better than ever. And if you have to work on small margins to build your market share, then that's what you have to do.
So what do CEOs really need to know about mortgages that they may not be aware of? Because almost every CEO has at least one or two or three houses.
Right. I would say that rate is not the most important thing when looking for mortgage financing. Okay? Everybody thinks that mortgages are a widget and it's all about rate, and all you have to do is, like, you go to the store and you buy a Samsung. Well, who's at 5.99 and who's at 5.95 and who's at 6.25? Mortgages it's basically a 60-day service. You need to get to know the people that you're working with very carefully. You need to know how to structure that deal. A client may come in and ask you, what's the best 30-year fixed rate? Well, Bank A says this, Bank B says that. I would say, well, I could do what Bank A and Bank B can do and maybe a little bit better, but you know what? You might be better off with a 5- or a 10-year mortgage, where we could save you anywhere from 50 to 100 basis points. So they go, wow, I never thought about that, Alan. Or maybe we offer an interest-only loan. So there are a lot of things that you can do. Rate is not what it's all about in the mortgage business, okay? We're great with the rate, but what CEOs and what others need to really focus on it, who you're working with, are they looking out for your best interest? Are they advising you properly? You know, here at Guard Hill, we work with 50 different lenders. So we don't have to sell our clients our best product. We can advise them what the best product is from 50 different lenders, which is tailor-made for their specific situation. You would be surprised how many millionaires and billionaires that we work with that have a preconceived notion of what they're looking to do, and we take the time to get to know them and give them many different options, and they're very appreciative of what we share with them, and very often they take our advice and they're quite happy.
It's amazing. So many people, you're right, just look superficially at rate. That's just one of maybe 5 or 6 elements, and it's a sophisticated look. So you spend more time on the advising part than the 60 days, really.
Right. Well, we get to know them. You know, the difference we talked earlier about, the difference between our company and other companies, we really want to take the time to get to know our client.
So we have time about 1.5 more minutes, and I know you have a lot to say about the regulatory situation. What advice do you have of what we could do to improve the regulatory situation? I know you could talk for 2 hours.
Well, the first thing that we have to do is we have to continue to adhere to whatever the compliance rules are today. As difficult and as expensive as they may are, you have to follow the rules. That's why we've been here for as long as we have. I would love to be able to meet with some of the decision makers in Washington when new policies get formulated and get discussed. I've been in the business for over 25 years now, and we know as much or more about residential mortgages than anyone else. We can talk about it from the consumer's perspective and from the lender's perspective and from the regulator's perspective and try to come up with something that's a win-win-win for all. I think today a lot of the guidelines that have been put in place have come from people who are not that savvy and familiar with the residential mortgage market. All the intentions have been great to try to protect the consumer, but some of these regulations to protect the consumer have actually hurt the consumer. So if we can all come together to do what's best for the consumer, to do what's best for the economy, we can put more people to work, we can get more people in homes, and we can protect the system. That's what I would look to do. So, as we grow the company more, that will be a major focus of mine going forward.
Well, Alan, that is inspirational close, and what a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Well, thank you very much, Robert.
Pelleschi, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pelleschi of the Pelleschi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Craig Donohue. How are you, Craig?
Good, Robert. Good to be with you.
And Craig is the executive chairman of OCC, which is the Options Clearing Corporation. It's actually the largest equity derivative clearing corporation in the world, correct?
That's right.
Not everyone knows what the OCC is or its model. Could you just explain that for us?
Well, Robert, I like to think of us as the bank or the insurance company behind the financial markets, and in our case, the U.S. listed options markets. We have 12 different options exchanges in the United States. And fundamentally, what we do, or how we think of ourselves, is really the foundation for secure markets, in the sense that all day long we have buyers and sellers operating on all of these different exchanges, executing trades and options either to hedge their stock portfolio risks or to generate income, for example, through covered calls. And those buyers and sellers don't know each other, and they're trading through intermediaries like Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan. And so at the end of the day, what gives them confidence to trade is the fact that in the end, OCC becomes the buyer to every seller and the seller to every buyer. We provide the financial assurance of performance of the obligation, and we're the backstop. We're the ones who are guaranteeing that in the end there's sufficient margin and other collateral on deposit to make sure that, you know, everyone always is coming out where they should be in terms of performance of obligations.
So you're removing the risk and enabling business to occur. Who are your customers, and talk about what your ownership model is?
Yeah, so we have a broad set of stakeholders, and actually OCC is quite unique in the sense that we're owned by a number of the larger exchange participants, the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, Deutsche Börse, the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And then we have a variety of non-stockholder exchange participants as well. But we function as an industry utility, and we were designed that way. So effectively, we're really oriented toward, you know, operating as a efficient, low-cost utility that provides, you know, services to the entire marketplace. The clearing members are the large broker-dealer intermediaries who facilitate these transactions on behalf of public customers. They're a very critical stakeholder group for us because they comprise the financial wherewithal of the clearinghouse. It's through them that we collect margin and collateral. It's through them that we create our backstop facility. We have a right now, you know, approximately $8 billion guarantee fund, so that in the event that any clearing member firm might fail to meet their obligations to the Options Clearing Corporation, we have recourse then to a multi-billion dollar guarantee fund in order to, you know, make sure that ultimately we can perform our obligations, notwithstanding the failure of a clearing member firm.
So it's sort of like an FDIC on steroids.
Right.
So what impact does the OCC have on the entire economy?
Well, I think central counterparties in general, and certainly OCC, has a huge impact on the stability of the financial markets and by extension the global economy. We hold on any given day about $100 billion in customer margin collateral. And, you know, the reason I described us as the foundation for secure markets is, you know, what we do gives people the confidence to trade and the confidence to continue to interact in the market. And when financial markets, you know, have, you know, interruptions or dislocations or dysfunctions, as we know from what we experienced in 2008 and certainly, you know, in the 1987 stock market crash and other market crises, it's really important that exchanges and clearinghouses be able to support the, you know, the free market system and the capital markets process that we have. So if we were not to operate as resiliently as we do, it certainly would have profound implications for not only the financial markets but the broader economy.
So let's talk about CEOs and what they need to know about OCC. There's 4,375 CEOs on the NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange. You might correct me. Maybe I'm wrong by one or two. But they actually have market capitalization of $27 trillion. So what, to our CEO listeners, what does the OCC, what role does it play in a CEO's life? Why is it important or is it not that important?
Right. Well, I think it's critical. One of the things that has made our markets so deeply liquid, so trustworthy and reliable and successful is the fact that, we've developed these very successful derivative markets for hedging risks. And so, options trading on U.S. equity securities has only been happening for approximately 45 years, and these markets have become really powerful tools for people to hedge their stock price risks. And I think that's important for every CEO and for every company, because if you have concerns about adverse stock price movements and you could not hedge that risk, your other options would be to sell. And so these are really useful instruments. Of course, that's a one-dimensional view. I mean, you can use derivatives for a broad array of trading strategies and portfolio management and income generation strategies. But these are vital tools that everybody uses now, and I think they bring incredible stability to the marketplace because of the manner in which people can prudentially use these products.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Craig Donohue, who is the executive chairman of OCC. And we're talking about the critical role of Options Clearing Corporation in the economy. Now, when you mentioned the derivative markets, the global economy is, I believe, $81.1 trillion, the GDP. Yet the derivative market is, I know it's north of $600 trillion. So how does that all reconcile itself?
Well, I think, first of all, that's a bit of a misnomer to think of it that way, and many people do, of course. But, most of those statistics are measuring what we would call the gross notional exposure of counterparties in the derivative markets. But we're really much more concerned with the net exposures and the net utilization of derivatives. But, I think certainly for me, having spent 30 years of my life in the derivative markets, these are essential tools that really provide great stability to the economy and, frankly, promote tremendous growth in the economy. And again, it's because you're giving farmers the ability to hedge price risks in commodities that they produce. You're giving energy producers the ability to hedge oil and gas price risks. You're giving people the ability to hedge, interest rate movements or fluctuations in stock prices any kind of financial instrument, frankly, these days. And so that has great utility. And why does that matter? It matters because if I can hedge my price risk, then I may plant more crops. I may produce more oil. I may continue to invest in equity securities or bonds or currencies because I know that I've effectively created an insurance-like protection mechanism where, if I have an adverse movement in the physical price or the underlying price, then if I've hedged that exposure, I'm going to effectively, be offset in my loss with the gain on my derivatives position. And that's fundamentally what this is. It's all about risk management, and that risk management, like all of us, gives us the ability to be more confident. If you didn't have homeowners insurance or you didn't have life insurance, you'd probably be much more careful about what you do with your money and how you invest.
So this is fascinating. What we're really hearing is that OCC, it's driving the stability and enabling the entire market growth. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're here with Craig Donohue, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Craig Donahue, who is the Executive Chairman of Options Clearing Corporation, the OCC, and we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy, but I just want to ask you first, Dodd-Frank, how has that really impacted OCC?
Well, Dodd-Frank has had an enormous impact on virtually all market participants in the financial markets, you know, for those large financial institutions, and OCC is one of them, that have been designated as systemically important, you know, it's a profound set of implications. At OCC, we're one of 8 United States clearinghouses that have been designated as a systemically important financial institution. And that means that we are really required to operate at an even higher level of conservatism and resiliency than has been true in the past. And I think I always like to start with the fact that, you know, the clearinghouses, in particular OCC, have had an unblemished record of, you know, strong performance without failure for many, many decades. But the reality is that Dodd-Frank has really fundamentally altered the level and quality of regulation that we have. Today, regulators' expectations and market participants' expectations are that, you know, we have to have, you know, more capital, more liquidity resources. We have to have a much more resilient internal control environment. And we have to be much more transparent and much more subject to intense scrutiny from outside parties, because people look at systemically important institutions today and say we need to be sure they can't fail. So it's had a big impact on us.
So let's talk about your leadership philosophy. So I know you're cited as one of the 50 best-performing CEOs by the Harvard Business Review. In January 2014, you became executive chairman of OCC, and you have this three-pronged strategy. Talk about what that is.
Well, in OCC's case, because of our designation, going back to the prior discussion about Dodd-Frank, you know, when I first came to OCC, I'd been at CME Group as CEO for the decade before that, and had spent nearly 25 years there. And
over $20 billion in M&A.
Yeah, it was an exciting and fun time, and a very fulfilling opportunity. But I took a couple of years off. I had actually retired from CME Group. And the folks at the Options Clearing Corporation had called me because they were looking to replace their longtime chairman and CEO, who was retiring after 40 years. And initially I wasn't interested, but, you know, knowing many people on the board, about a year later they called me back and they said, "We really wish you'd reconsider." And I said, "I'd be happy to talk to you." And, you know, I decided to get involved because what had transpired in the couple of years that I was retired was, you know, Dodd-Frank was being implemented and OCC was being fundamentally impacted by very significant changes. And it was really clear to me that OCC needed transformational change. And that's what I like doing. I think if you look at my background and my track record and experience, you know, that's sort of what I do and what I do well. And I really felt like this was sort of in my backyard and something where I could really lend a hand and be very instrumental in helping OCC sort of move through this, you know, significant change process. So there were three immediate challenges that were quite obvious to me. One was we needed to strengthen the capitalization of OCC. That was effectively the first thing I focused on, and we've now accomplished that, and we're in the process of implementing that. The second thing was that we really needed to focus on the regulatory sort of environment for us, and we needed to make a lot of progress and accelerate our momentum in demonstrating to our regulators that we're operating at a much higher level of capability in terms of how we do things. And we've made great progress on that front. And the third part was really the human capital component and trying to make sure that we have the leadership in place that is, you know, outward-looking, forward-looking, change-oriented, people who are excited about change and thinking about, you know, how change can impact us both negatively and positively, and who are inspired to think about, you know, how do we embrace change to our advantage? How do we capitalize on change versus try to hide and run from change? And that's a hallmark of my leadership style, is I like to surround myself with people who are excited about change, and we're doing that. So it's been an interesting experience. I've been there 18 months so far. We've effectively changed 10 of the top 12 people, and so we've created a very different sort of leadership dynamic within the organization. But like in all major transformational change situations, you know, you've got to push that all the way down throughout the organization. And that's an interesting process.
So how do you push that down through the organization?
Well, you know, you have to be really clear. I think.
I want to let you know, you don't have much time left, though.
You have to be, thank you, Robert. You have to be very clear about, you know, what we're trying to do, where we're trying to go, the kind of organization that we want to be, and the kind of culture and values that we need to have in order to be successful. And then I think, frankly, it's really focusing on the people who are willing to change and really, you know, putting more energy and emphasis behind them, and then helping people who are struggling to sort of adapt.
You have 30 seconds left. Your advice to CEOs?
You know, I really think my best advice to CEOs is, you know, you got to trust your instincts and act on your instincts, and don't be biased against action. Be biased toward action. I think too many CEOs get too caught up in waiting too long to make the changes that they know instinctively are right for the organization.
Well, Craig, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Robert, thank you very much. I appreciated the time.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores. I love to eat. Yum!